Welcome everyone to the Ditch the Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Alana Russo. I'm a graphic designer and career and success coach who knew I could do better, but kept falling short of where I wanted to go. And now, after years of exploring personal and career development, business, money mindset, and energy work, I'm here to tell you that yes, you can move from stuck and defeated to empowered and confident. Ready to dive in? Awesome. Together, let's ditch the struggle. Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's Alana. And in today's episode of Ditch the Struggle, I'm diving more into struggle because I wanted to really clarify what I mean by ditching the struggle. Because in essence, I wanted the show to be ditch the unnecessary struggle. That's the concept of it. But that's not very marketable, not very catchy, doesn't sound as good as just ditch the struggle. But that's really what I'm talking about. And this has been a theme and something that I've had to look at for my life, and I'm seeing it with clients, or I work with clients on this, and that is the idea of how we create unnecessary struggle in our lives. And that's what I really want to ditch. There are going to be things that come up in our life that are circumstantial, that are external. I do think there's certain things that we just really have no control of. But there are things in our lives that we create, and certain realities that we create, and certain circumstances that we do create and we sit in. And some of that is struggle related. And there's something magical when you acknowledge the struggle and then give yourself permission to start releasing it. And this is part of what's been my journey and what I love helping people with, especially with their careers. My career has been a huge theme and like trying to figure that shit out for my whole life. That's why I love talking about it, because I've tried so many things. I've done so many things. I just have spent a lot of time thinking about it and observing and reading and studying, and I love it. And interestingly, I still see places in my life where I am still maybe a little addicted to struggle. I talked about that in the very first episode, is, you know, that feeling of being addicted to a struggle because we are used to it and it's familiar. And that's the thing, is noticing where you are struggling and what the attachment to that is. Because I'm going to say something right off the bat that kind of will maybe piss you off. There could be a part of you that loves your struggle and is really committed to it and is almost addicted to it and likes it. And that can be hard to accept, because you're thinking, why would I want to be in this state? Why would I want to experience this pain? Why would I want to put myself through that? It's potentially familiar. It is comforting to be in a situation that we know inside and out. I grew up with a lot of chaos. I grew up with a lot of like that conflict and combat. And just to clarify, it was like more verbal combat than anything else. So that chaos is a state of struggle that I am familiar with. And in fact, getting into a more peaceful state where my nervous system could chill out a little bit was uncomfortable. I created this hurricane, like a tornado of stress around me, because that's what I was used to. And then that was a huge piece of struggle. And that was having a huge impact on my health. So I think it's important to look at where in our life struggle is showing up that is unnecessary. So that's what I really want to talk about. The things that we can control and the things that we can shift. The unnecessary struggle. Where can we ditch it? If you remember, my definition of hard work and struggle is really important to understand so that we can see the difference and how to approach this ditching the struggle. So for me, hard work is when something leaves you tired and satisfied and challenged and proud, and struggle leaves you feeling angry and resentful, depleted and invisible. So it's that feeling of, I keep doing this over and over and over again. I keep working really hard and I'm spinning my fucking wheels. I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting to the finish line. I'm not seeing results. I'm just not feeling good about myself. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling worn out. I'm so depleted and I just can't do that anymore. The pain has to be sometimes really bad before we make a shift. And definitely in my case, it was. And as I mentioned, that there's sometimes something you're liking about the struggle, I can definitely say that for me, my struggles and my addiction to struggles in certain areas of my life has kept me feeling productive. It has kept me feeling like I'm working hard and being like doing like work of contribution, like I'm doing something, like I have focus. It's not productive focus, but it's keeping me busy. You know, there's definitely a difference between being busy and productive. And I think that I was just used to having a certain level of pain in my life and kept recreating that over and over and over. And that's not to say that certain things from my past and the way I grew up were not incredible and amazing. They absolutely were. I had a lot of incredible experiences, a lot of privileges, and a lot of amazing memories. But that struggle has been there. And it is not easy for people to give up. And everyone has something in their life that they're struggling with. There's one bucket that they're struggling with. So think about where over and over and over again, you keep working in one area of your life and you don't seem to be getting anywhere. That's the struggle piece that you want to start shifting. And until you get to the point where it's so uncomfortable that you literally can't stand it one more day, nothing changes really until then. When you're thinking about the struggles in your life, I want you to really look at when you're talking about that struggle, when you begin a sentence with these two phrases. Either I can never seem to dot, 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 or I always dot, dot, dot. So either I can never seem to or I always. When you are beginning sentences with those words, you are indicating where your struggle is and you're indicating where victim mode is coming up. And where struggle is, victim mode is just like right there. They're like cousins and they're like BFFs and they're hanging out at the barbecue together and they're just doing their thing. So for example, I can never seem to get ahead at work. I can never seem to get ahead in my career. I can never seem to find enough money to pay my bills. I can never seem to find a relationship that is meaningful. Where in your life do you catch yourself saying, I can never seem to? It's an amazing indication of where struggle is showing up. And again, that victim mode. Or where are you saying, I always find the crappiest jobs on LinkedIn. I always get hired at these crap companies. I always get stuck in traffic on my way to work. I always. Catch when you're saying I always, because again, you are sitting in the struggle mode and you are potentially sitting in that victim mode. When I started noticing those phrases and when I said them, it was, yeah, life-changing in many ways. I still say them. I still find myself saying them. We're humans and we like to feel sorry for ourselves sometimes. And when something really crap happens, like let's say you go for a job and you were totally expecting to get it and it fell through, it is normal to be super disappointed and give yourself that little pity party. I give myself 24 hours. If something really bad has happened and like I'm very disappointed, I give myself 24 hours to feel sorry for myself. And then like one night, basically, and the next day, I have to consciously pull myself out of it. And it's a skill, it's a muscle. It usually begins with me doing some kind of movement and exercise and fresh air. And I go head first, I dive head first in doing something of service or contribution for someone else. And sometimes it's a small thing like giving someone at the grocery store a compliment, like a really genuine one. Or I love baking, so I'm always baking for people. If you see my Instagram, most of that stuff is a gift, it's not for myself. And I get out of my head and do something for someone else so that I can pull myself out of feeling like life is shitty right now and I'm feeling like a victim and getting out of the struggle mode. So I find myself saying these all the time as well. I can never seem to, or I always, not as much anymore, but I definitely do hear it. So catch yourself, those two phrases, they are huge and important indicators of when you are potentially going down the struggle route and when you are going into victim mode. I sometimes like to think of it as whiny baby victim mode because we're just like whining and complaining. And we are then solidifying a mindset and a belief that nothing is working out for us, that things are not going our way, and that things will not get better. And if you think that things are not going to get better, that is just a really destructive mindset to sit in. Because we can shift that and we don't know that things aren't going to get better. Things can absolutely get better. It can take sometimes just like one phone call to completely change your life, running into one person, some book that completely shifts things for you to shift you out of the struggle. So when it comes to struggle, looking at what the benefit of it is also really important. And I know you're thinking, there's no benefit to me struggling. And again, I'm talking about like circumstances that we're creating, not in our lives, like not external things that happen that are just way beyond our control. But certain things we create in our life, if we're creating struggle and living in struggle, we are getting something out of it. And there is a benefit. And this is the part that some people don't want to hear. And it's really annoying to have a coach say, well, what's the benefit of having this struggle? And actually, here's how I usually ask the question. And I ask this to myself. And when I ask it to myself, I'm super annoyed. I hate answering this question. But I'm going to ask it here. And honestly, this question can be life-changing. What is the best part about having this struggle? So fill in the blank with whatever the struggle is. What is the best part about having this money issue? What is the best part about being unemployed all the time? What is the best part about staying in this shitty job? The knee-jerk reaction is, there's nothing good about this. I'm suffering every single effing day. What are you talking about? But that's not often the truth. Because we as humans, we don't like to do things unless there is a benefit. There's something that we're getting out of it. There's something that we're getting off on, and there's something good there. And if you just have the patience to be curious about it and the tenacity to be curious about it, you'll get some really cool answers that will solve a lot of challenges for yourself and just give you this new perspective. So I'll give you a personal example and a client example. So if I do a personal example about having gone through all the migraines and all of that experience, that was mainly through my 20s, part of my 30s. If you had said to me, well, what's the best part about having migraines and struggling? I would have looked you in the face with like a venomous look, like not a good one. And I would have said like nothing good. It's extremely painful. I have to lock myself up for 20 hours. I can barely eat, can barely drink. Takes me days physically to recover. I miss out on life, blah, 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 blah. But if I actually dug deeper and really sat with the truth on this one, there was a huge benefit. And that benefit was that I got to opt out of life. I got to shut down. I didn't have to show up to anything. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to be anybody for anybody. I just didn't have to do anything. I got to stop working. I got to slow down. And it took me getting to the point of like not being able to move and like physically in bed to shut down. And that's ridiculous. It shouldn't have gotten to that point. And it doesn't get to that point now. But I will tell you, when I kind of let go of having those experiences, and not shutting down because of the migraines, well, what does that mean? That means I have to opt into life. And that was hard. Like, it could be hard because I do find a lot of things in life very overwhelming. So the benefit of me having migraines was I got to shut down and disconnect from the world because I was forced to. And, you know, rationally, that seems weird in a way, but it also makes sense. We do strange things. There's a benefit to sometimes the struggle. I thought about a participant in a coaching program I led, which was all graphic designers, and one of them who was super talented, I was really struggling with getting their portfolio up and done. And it was like obsessing over every single detail, the minutiae, going over and over and, you know, really going into the perfectionist mode. And that's pretty normal for most graphic designers. We're perfectionists. And it's like what we create usually has to look incredible and it's detail oriented. Most graphic designers are some kind of perfectionist. And I mean that with like love. And then I said to this person, well, what's the best part about not getting this portfolio up and just obsessing over the details and like struggling with it? And of course, the reaction was, well, there's nothing good about this. Like, this is so painful. It's stressful. I'm exhausted. I'm drained. I'm just like, I just want to get it done already. And while I understood that as an answer, I knew there was more going on. And so I'm not going to go into what was actually going on, but I'm going to, for the purpose of this conversation, give some ideas of what it could be so that you can brainstorm as to why you might be staying in a state of struggle or maybe not completing something or like, you know, just staying on that freaking struggle bus. So it could be that, you know, if they put their portfolio up and put it out into the world, then they would be open for criticism and critiques. That's really scary. That's a hard part about being a designer that I sometimes think gets overlooked. Like, we're constantly putting ourselves out there and our work out there for like, hello world, come see what I've done, right? We don't get to hide. It could be that they would no longer have something to obsess about and something to be occupied with, and they wouldn't have this baby to fuss over, and they wouldn't have that sense of purpose and something to work on every day. That can be it. It can be that they were worried about one particular person's reaction. And this is very interesting to think about. If you're hesitant to put something out into the world, I don't care if it's a portfolio, a book, a podcast, a social media post, whatever it is, if you are stressed about putting it out into the world, I challenge you to think about who it is that you think is going to react negatively to it or question it. And it is usually one or two people in your life. Yeah. You're thinking about one or two people. You're not actually thinking about the 8 billion people on the planet. You're thinking about one or two people. This is fascinating. I heard someone say this years ago and I've never forgotten it, because if I think about when I was putting this podcast out or and all the things that I've been putting out, if I get quiet, I can consciously start thinking about the people I'm worried about, what they're going to think. It's like, so it's fascinating. So maybe in this case, you know, this person was thinking about that. In any case, there's a benefit to not doing something and staying in that state of struggle. So it can be not putting something out there or staying in the job that you hate. And it's not just about the steady paycheck. If you're staying in a job that you hate, it's more than the steady paycheck. It could be a fear that you don't think there's going to be something better, but it could also be something like, if you had a job that you loved and you had to step into your full potential, what would that look like? Like, in a crappy job, you can kind of just phone it in and you know what to expect and you can maybe stay small. But if you're in a job that you actually are super passionate about and you love and you're connected to and is meaningful to you, you have to show up as a different person, totally different person. And so much of this leaving the struggle is that exact concept. When we ditch the struggle, we have to show up as a different person. That's really hard. And we're used to showing up in a certain way. That's really something to think about. How can you show up in a different person as a different person? How can you show up as a different person? And if you ditch the struggle, what kind of person will you be? Like, I have an exercise that I give for free on my website and to clients called Being Who You Want to Be. And that's helping the person get in touch with the type of person they want to be in their life, like describing the person and getting really crystal clear on it. I actually do it every year. I love it so much. And if you really try and step into that version of yourself that you want to be, it often means, yeah, ditching struggles that you're used to, that are comforting, that are a part of your origin story, that define you, and letting them go. And so the question here is, are you willing to let some of those struggles go? Are you willing to be a different person? Are you willing to be the person who no longer has those struggles? Can you move into a better, different version of yourself? Can you let those struggles go behind you, thank them for their service, and say, ciao, ciao, I've had enough of you? Let me know if you are able to move through some struggles, if you want to move through some struggles. And yeah, I will tell you that the areas of my life where I have actually actively let go of some struggles, there has been a huge transition into this different version of myself. And there's so much more to come. And I'm excited to keep sharing that with you. See you later, guys. Thank you for joining me today on Ditch the Struggle. You showing up here means so, so much to me. To dig deeper into the topics discussed today and to learn about my work, visit alanarosa.com. And don't forget to download your free resources while you're there. And if this episode resonated with you, please share with others who also want to ditch the struggle. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating and a review, and let me know what you'd like to see more of on this podcast. And before I go, I want to leave you with my three favorite ways to ditch the struggle. Be your own best advocate, take baby steps for the win, and forget about a linear career path. It's overrated and you are doing just fine. See you next time.